Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
You guys are the best.
7 to 10 a.m.
You dangerous.
Hot Radio Maine.
Thank you. I love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
Maine's Hit Music Show.
We have A Boogie and NLE Choppa tickets that we want to give away right now. The question is...
So if you are currently a server or you have been a server in your lifetime, what is the strangest thing a table has left behind? And if you can't relate to that, have you ever accidentally left behind something weird or embarrassing at a restaurant yourself?
207-807-1104. We're doing this because it's Waiters Day.
Happy Waiters Day.
Shout out to all of the wait staff out there. I know we get a lot of wait staff that listen in the morning. Appreciate you. And always be nice to your waiters because you don't want to be mean to somebody that messes with your food. 207-807-1104. Or that can mess with your food. 207-807-1104. You were a waitress for a little bit.
I sure was.
What's the weirdest thing that a table left behind?
Well, one time I thought I was getting a sweet little note, like a thank you note or something. And I opened it up after this family had left. I was like, oh, what could this be? It was folded up all nice. And I opened it up and in blue crayon, messy handwriting, it said, Gage is a butthole. And I don't know why they left that for me. I'm assuming Gage was one of the kids at the table and they were little kids too. So I'm shocked that they even...
That was like their first dirty word.
Knew how to say that. They wanted me to find it. I ended up actually pinning it in the alley, the server alleyway on the bulletin board. And it was there for years. I wonder if it still is.
Is it Gage?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if it was Paige, I know you have a sister.
No.
That'd be ironic. Coincidence. One time I did a gig and they paid me all in cash and put it in an envelope. It was late night. We went to Boda late night for their late night menu after the gig. And I left the entire envelope of cash because I was paying with some of it. But I ended up leaving the whole envelope of cash on the table. And I was like, I'm a generous guy, but that was definitely a lot more than what the tip would have been. And I called the next day when they opened up and they were like, oh, we don't see it anywhere here. We'll give you a call when the server gets in. That server that you had last night is going to be in at such and such time. And then right at that time, they called me and they said, hey, the server just turned in the money and said that they found it. And I was stoked. They're like, come on in.
You just ruined the server's night.
And pick it up.
They were like, oh my God, hopefully this guy never comes back.
In fairness, I don't think I left it on the table. I think it was like on the windowsill. We had like a windowsill seat. I don't know. I was reckless at this point. This was a few years ago. The honesty was great though. And I always rep Boda now because of it.
Oh, I just thought of another one. Not to be a hater towards your story, but that's not necessarily strange or weird.
Well, that's the only thing I can think about leaving behind.
When I went to go clean up a table one day, there was throw up on a plate left for me.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Why did kids throw up so easily?
What do they do? Put the napkin over it or they didn't even try to hide
no.
it?
No.
Oh, that's even
They
worse.
Tried to catch it. I mean, it was a mom alone with two young kids. Can't really blame her. She did the best she could, really. It was that or the table or the carpet. So I kind of had to appreciate it, but then I had to dispose of it.
Nicole in Auburn, have you ever been a waitress?
Yes.
All right, so you got a good story for us. What's the weirdest thing a table's left behind?
I worked at Thatcher's, and we had a couple that was sitting off in the corner. They were there for about 2 hours drinking and everything like that. By the time they left, what was left in the booth was a pair of underwear.
No. Ew.
That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
The lady had left her underwear in the booth.
That is
so... Don't know how it got there. Don't know what happened. I know they were there for a couple hours drinking, laughing, having a grand old time. Apparently, they were having too much fun.
I've left my debit card behind and then the waiter or waitress will run out at me at the parking lot and go, hey, you forgot this. Did you run out with the underwear and try to chase down the lady?
If I would have seen it soon enough, I probably would have. That was just like out of all the things, but we were so running behind and understaffed and overpacked that by the time I got to the table, they had already been gone for at least 20, 25 minutes.
Oh, God.
I mean, I would have appreciated it a little bit more if they could have left a couple of dollars for a tip, but all they left was the underwear.
Oh, really?
No tip and just the underwear?
Just the underwear.
Oh, how rude. Are you trying to win these A Boogie tickets?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to win them for my daughter. She just completed her first year of college.
Oh.
And she calls me every day when you guys have something going on. And she called me yesterday talking about, Mom, I need you to try to win these tickets for me. Please, please, please. You could be my plus one.
What is she doing right now? Why can't she win them for herself?
She actually just got her second job at Aroma Joe's, so she is currently at work.
Oh, all right. All right, that's a good excuse. All right, she's not sleeping. That makes sense.
How responsible.
No, between her Aroma Joe's in the morning and her CNA at night, she's doing her thing right now.
All right, so
mom's going to try to win these tickets every day for her.
It sounds like she deserves them. You don't have to keep trying. We're going to hook you up right now. Congratulations.
Gonna be so excited.
Congrats.
Oh my god.
You're going with her, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. A Boogie, Enelie Choppa, and more. June 20th at the TD Garden. You guys are in there. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
What's your daughter's name? Shout her out.
Her name is Destiny.
All right. Shout out to Destiny. Ticket giveaway is made hot in Maine by the garage at the Sanford Traffic Circle. Stop in and save 20% on Maine's dopest recreational dispensary, fueled by Green Truck.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
On Wednesday, President Joe Biden released a video challenging former reality TV show host Donald Trump to two debates. It's going down. He threw down the gauntlet. Here is what he had to say.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. Let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Drums in the background make it sound like it's a sketch comedy bit.
I don't know. It just is.
Listen to the drums.
Can you keep up?
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020.
Baby girl,
since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
God help us all. God bless America.
Make my day. Why are we just like, I'm only hearing music in that.
Make my day, pal.
Make my day. What song is that? Oh, a place to stay. Make my day.
Oh my God.
Make my day, pal.
Anyways, should be a fun train wreck to watch, I guess. Biden said he had received an invitation from CNN for a June 27th debate, so it looks like that's going to be the first one. Trump accepted and proposed some more debates. As of now, there's another one scheduled for ABC in September. So you got the CNN one, June 27th, and ABC one in September. Head-to-head, Joe Biden v. Donald Trump. See how that turns out. Maine experienced one of the steepest declines in drug overdose deaths in the nation in 2023, a 16% drop in fatal overdoses. That was more than five times the nationwide decline of just 3%, according to newly published national data. Some solid news. Headed in the right direction. A lot of work to do, but headed in the right direction there. I think they said that they were attributing it to the fact that, what is it, Narcan is more readily available to save lives nowadays. That's why the decline is happening. Our researchers studying tree rings have found that summer 2023 was the hottest summer in 2,000 years. They were saying it was the hottest summer, but we only had data recorded back to 1850. But now that they look at these tree rings, they can tell climate information from it, and it was the hottest summer in over two millennia. Crazy.
I can't take it anymore.
It's only going to get worse, they said. Global warming. Eight TikTok creators have sued.
Wait. I want to talk about it.
All right.
You know how we were talking about
the doom and gloom,
bizarre rules and stuff. I'm going to be that mom growing up where people come over, and if I hear my kids turn a fan on or their friend turn a fan on in the other room, I'm going to say, "What was that? Turn that off."
You're the bizarre.
Like, mom, it's 110 degrees. And I say, "I don't care."
You're the bizarre girlfriend that does that right to her boyfriend. So that's not surprising.
Like, who pays the bills around here? I know. It's literally my one bill.
It's the one bill I'm in charge of.
It's my one bill, and I obsess over it.
The guy works from home. He works hard for his money. He just wants to
cool off.
He wants to cool off and dehydrate meat, and he can't do either.
Jerky. I'm sorry. I don't understand how my bill is more expensive than yours.
I'm going to just start buying beef jerky all the time now. I'm like, you don't understand. This is cheaper than actually making it at home because it's $25 for the electricity.
You would think making it at home would save you some money, but actually it runs up that electricity bill.
Eight TikTok creators have sued the U.S. government over a potential ban of the app if its Chinese-owned company doesn't divest within the year. The lawyers say that the law violates the creators' First Amendment rights to free speech and that they rely on TikTok to express themselves, learn, advocate for causes, share opinions, create communities, and even make a living. A TikTok rep says the company is footing the bill for the lawsuit. Did hear a lot of creators are upset, like, this is their livelihood. It goes away. Their livelihood goes away. That's how TikTok is fighting back using them. Celtics finished off the Cavs last night and now head to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics will await the winner of the matchup between the Knicks and the Pacers. And as far as the Bruins go, they got a game tomorrow night, another elimination game. Hopefully they can even up the series and head to a game seven. Two best words in sports, Tara?
Game seven?
Yeah. We just went over that.
Oh, sports?
We just went over that. That is 5 things you need to know, made how to mean by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. Would you have got today's trivia question correct?
No.
You don't know Jaylen Brown's number?
No.
Jason Tatum's number?
No.
Larry Bird's number?
13?
No, 33.
Oh, well, I knew it had a 3.
It had a 3. All right.
You know how I know that? It's because there's a mural of him at Texas Roadhouse.
I'm going to say this is the most famous number. Is there a mural of him at Texas Roadhouse?
And
why?
I weirdly get seated next to it almost every time I go.
Because we're in New England?
I don't know.
He's not from Texas.
Wait, yeah, it's Texas Roadhouse. Yeah, it is. Okay.
Michael Jordan's number is
24. Right?
No.
What?
I'll give you one more guess.
23. Yeah, 23. Jordan year. Yeah, when I turned 23 and people were like, it's your Jordan year. I'm like, okay, whatever that means.
No, it's Tara's 23rd year of life. That's what it is.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Yesterday, Soulja Boy apologized to Metro Boomin for saying horrible things about his mother after a decade-old Metro tweet dissing Soulja started to make the rounds. You're sending beat packs to Soulja Boy while I'm going in the studio with Jeezy. It's a different time. Soulja Boy took offense to that, said some nasty things about his mom, and then apologized, and then told his fans that he wanted to break out of his negative mindset.
Wait, he said the negative things recently when the tweets resurfaced?
Yeah, just recently, like this past week. And then yesterday, he apologized for saying the negative things and told his fans that he wanted to break out of his negative mindset and wow. serve as a good example. And then almost immediately following that sentiment, he called 21 Savage the B word and said he would slap him the next time he saw him.
Seriously, he just can't help himself.
No, he sounded sincere. He went in it and then he doubled down on his...
He wants to be better, but he can't.
Somebody that I don't expect will ever apologize is 50 Cent, and he has shifted his trolling focus from Diddy and Meek Mill to Jay-Z now. Yesterday, he posted a picture making fun of Jay-Z's looks with a caption that seems to imply he may be caught up in the Diddy drama. He said, Jay in hibernation, he ain't coming outside till this ish with Puff blow over. No brunch, no lunch, no dinner, LOL. I'm all you got. I'm outside in all caps.
Okay.
So he thinks that Jay-Z is caught up with the Puff drama and he's feeling good about himself. He also claims that the Knicks are going to lose in the playoffs because Ja Rule has cursed them.
What did Ja Rule do?
Picture of Ja Rule in Knicks apparel kissing the Larry O'Brien trophy, which is the NBA Finals trophy, was posted online. And he's saying because he was in the Knicks gear kissing the trophy before the end of the playoffs and it's Ja Rule and he's a buster, according to 50 Cent. It's going to create a wave of negative vibes for the Knicks, and they're going to lose because of that picture.
Well, all right. I think he might be more online than I am because so far I'm like hearing new things this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
How about this? I actually didn't even know this, which just blows my mind. Lauryn Hill and her son, YG Marley. Did you know YG Marley is her son?
Okay, I did recently see this, but I didn't know before because the movie, people were talking about the right. movie and stuff. And so that was on my timeline. And then, so people were just talking about the Marleys, the Marley family. And then people were like, did you know that this is his dad and this is his mom? And I did not.
I did not know that either until this story, actually. I must have missed it. But he's got the song Praise John in the Moonlight, which
people are loving that song.
Pretty big, yeah. So Lauryn Hill, her son, were approached by TMZ after taping The Tonight Show and asked about the possibility of Lauryn dropping a second album, which is always a hot topic with her. Marley took a long pause before he responded, saying music is on the way for real this time. He then teased the possibility of appearing on the album alongside his mom. When asked when, Lauryn Hill simply smiled and said soon, which is a drastic change in tune for her because she's often said that she doesn't know if she can follow up the debut album and it's a gift and a curse and she wasn't really planning on it.
They're not confirming new album. They're just saying music coming soon, right? Like they're being strategic with their word choice or did they say album?
TMZ said album. They said new music soon.
Yeah. So I think that her son's going to put out an album.
And she'll be on that?
She'll be featured.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, her Grammy Award.
Still be great.
Her Grammy Award winning debut album, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, dropped back in 1998. And we never got a follow up to that album. But would be pretty cool to see what she could come up with nowadays. nowadays. David Copperfield is facing new allegations of misconduct from more than a dozen women, at least half of whom say they were underage when he allegedly groomed or groped them. On Wednesday, an expose in The Guardian detailed multiple stories from women who say the 67-year-old entertainer drugged at least three of them before sexual encounters, making them unable to consent. Of the 16 women who talked with the outlet, three claim that Copperfield groped them on stage, with at least one saying her family observed the assault.
Oh.
The alleged incidents occurred over a span of four decades, ranging from the 1980s to 2014. Copperfield, who is the highest paid magician in the world, valued at $875 million, according to Forbes, denied the allegations against him in a full statement that they sent to ET.
I sincerely had never heard of this man before.
You've never heard of David Copperfield?
And he was the highest paid magician. Even when I went to Vegas and I walked by his exhibit or whatever in the casino, I literally said, who is that? I've never heard of this guy.
That's the age gap right there. I guess he hasn't been...
I've heard of other comedians that have been around for
years. Well, he's not a comedian.
I mean, magician.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who do you think is the most famous magician in your mind? Just out of curiosity. When you say, when I say magician, who's the first name that pops into your head?
The guy that swallows needles and stuff.
Dave Blaine?
Yeah.
All right. Do you know who Houdini is?
Well, yeah, but...
All right, I'm just throwing out faith. I mean, he's even older than Copperfield.
I thought Houdini's dead.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but like I meant generational, even further back than David Copperfield. Benny Blanco is hearing wedding bells in his and Selena Gomez's future. Yeah, I would too if I was Benny Blanco. The super producer was a guest on The Stern Show. When are you going to propose to your very famous girlfriend, Selena? Direct question right there from Howard. And after a laugh, Blanco admitted, when I look at her, I'm always just like, I don't know a world where it could be better than this. Said they're best friends. They became friends first. He didn't even realize that he was on their first date. She had to tell them that was a first date. He thought he was just hanging out with his friend.
He was in a state of shock.
Yeah.
He was like, wait, actually? You're joking.
Same with the rest of the world.
Also in this interview, he said that he's not really into getting married. He doesn't care about that, but he wants to have children with her. And I saw a lot of conversations happening where people were saying, what is it with this generation? And we're so terrified of marriage, but we're so welcoming of children.
Well, marriage
and
is just like...
That's kind of how I've always felt too. Like people will say like, when are you and Tucker going to get married? And I say, honestly, we'll probably have a baby before we get married. And I don't understand why I have that mindset.
We're just trying to break through the societal norms. You know, you got to get married first. Then you get the house.
I think that I just was uneducated on the benefits of marriage. And now that I have some friends who are married, I'm like, oh, okay. Now I know why there are traditional ways of doing things.
Yeah, but you don't need to do the whole,
so maybe
whole,
I'll
like,
follow along.
Giant wedding thing. You can just do.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about taxes. I'm talking about finances,
right.
Combined salary. I'm talking about that.
Yeah. He also was asked if he had a ring for Selena, and he said, I don't even have shoes on right now.
Ew.
He's always walking around with no shoes. What's going on? Adam Sandler is going to star in a sequel to his classic 1996 golf flick, Happy Gilmore, one of my favorite Sandman pictures. Happy Gilmore is back, Netflix wrote on social media on Wednesday. Adam Sandler will reprise his iconic role in a brand new movie coming to Netflix. The project is going to be co-written by Adam Sandler himself. The original also featured Carl Weathers, Bob Barker, and Joe Flaherty, who have all since passed, and Adam said that the new film is going to honor them each in some way, and he said that he's dedicated to try to make it live up to the first one, which is a tough task because the first one is iconic, a classic. You know, think of two movies when you think of Adam Sandler. If you have to pick two movies, it's Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. Didn't he name his company after those two movies too? Isn't it Happy Madison Productions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So excited to see what he does. That is your Dirty on a 30 made hot and main by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each Minded Ave in Auburn.
Wake up. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Minutes away from playing Brains to Bank for $1,000 in the prize pot. As we gear up for that, Tara, we want to know what?
What's the most bizarre rule you had to follow at someone else's house?
Okay.
I saw this trending and people were talking about weird stuff.
Yeah, so you go over
there
as a kid.
Houses growing up.
Okay. All right. I got one. You got one?
How about you go first?
So when I would go over to my cousin's house, their mom, my aunt, would make me cover my eyes during certain commercials that she thought were too risque.
Oh, that's not that weird.
I thought it was weird because I'd seen all of these commercials at home when there was nobody censoring me. So the fact that I was being censored over there, I thought was pretty strange. And they were my older cousins. They're like, Ma, he already has seen all of this stuff. Just let him watch. Like, get out of the room, Ma. But it was really weird, I thought. And I remember being like, I've seen this commercial a million times.
Yeah.
That's my one strange thing that I can think about.
So I was kind of having a hard time thinking about this for other people's homes because I had quite a few bizarre rules in my own home. But one that I can think of about someone else's house was when Tucker and I first started dating and I went and stayed with him at his mom's house, I tried to put something in the dishwasher and he was like, oh no, we don't use that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, I don't use the dishwasher at my house either.
Have a dishwasher, but you don't run it? And he was like, no. And to this day, she only runs it on holidays.
Oh, I've never seen my dishwasher used. We also have a trash compactor that's right next to the dishwasher in the house that I grew up in. Neither of those have ever been opened in my entire life.
I don't know. I feel like a trash compactor is a waste of energy. Like, just take the trash out. Why do you need to squeeze it?
Oh, we never used it. It was just there. I'm sure it just
came. Who invented that and why?
I'm sure it just came with the house. Same thing with the dishwasher. We never used the dishwasher.
But in my own home, our weird rule was that you were not allowed to use the microwave between certain times. You know how on like certain parking signs, it'll say like, you cannot park here between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m.?
Yes.
We basically had that rule for using the microwave. And I don't know why this was a thing, but my parents would go to bed and I would get home because I was a waitress. I'd get home from work late, go to heat up a slice of pizza I brought home. And if I wasn't in the kitchen to stop that beep when it hit one.
That's why. They didn't want it to wake them up.
My mom would stand at the foot of the staircase and be like, what are you doing? I'm like, okay, well now you're wasting more energy screaming at me. You just got out of bed and got mad. Like, just roll over and go back to sleep. If you hear the microwave beeping, it's not that deep. I didn't tell my friend Amanda about this rule. And one night we were having a sleepover and she used the microwave. I was in the bathroom or getting my pajamas on or doing something, but I was not supervising her. And she decided, oh, I'm hungry, I'm gonna have a snack. And she put a porcelain plate, because you know it's loud, the porcelain plate in the microwave, like sliding on the glass. She was doing that, slamming the door, like beep, beep, boop, bop. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I hear it humming. And I'm like, I run into the kitchen, but I'm too late. My mom starts stomping down the stairs and she goes, Tara, are you kidding me? And Amanda's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then my mom realized it was Amanda and not me. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. Just can you keep it down? We don't use the microwave at night. And then she went back upstairs. Amanda was so scared. She was like, wait, why didn't you tell me we're not allowed to use the microwave? I'm like, I just thought that was a common thing. Apparently it wasn't.
No, that's how childhood trauma, that's how it happens. You think everybody is doing this. And then you go and you visit a friend's house.
She's like, wait, what is happening?
Wait, that wasn't normal?
Yeah. So to this day, I think my mom could still scare me if it was past midnight and she was screaming at me at the top of a staircase for using a microwave.
I also had a friend who had like a grandfather that like lived and watched TV in the back room and we weren't allowed to go back there.
Was he like hooked up to a ventilator?
No, I think he was just like a grouchy old man and it was like, nah, just let him watch his programs.
Oh.
And don't go back there and bother him. But then one time.
Do not disturb.
One time it was the Mike Tyson fight. I want to say Tyson Lennox Lewis. We got to go back there and watch the fight with him and he was like a nice guy and we had like, I don't know, it was weird. Need more details on that.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah. I think he was like up for company that. I don't know. Whatever. That was a weird one.
Maybe he like went to prison or something. It was a really scary guy.
I don't know. He was a nice guy. Rose and Holden, do you have a story about a strange rule you had to follow at a friend's house?
Yeah. Well, it was actually my grandmother's house. It wasn't like super duper weird, but it was you had to finish everything on your plate before you left dinner.
Ugh,
like,
I hate
you
that.
Had to. Yeah, yeah. So you had to finish everything or else you could not leave that table. I remember sitting there for a while because my stomach is small.
I used to hide it in my cheeks. Like I would chew the food. I would just keep chewing and chewing and chewing. And I'd like push it back into my cheek like a squirrel. And I'd be like, all right, I'm done. And I would spit it up in the trash.
Ugh.
Whatever gets you off of that table.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a few meals that I was in tears because I just hated asparagus at that time that much. And I'm like, I am not eating the asparagus.
Fair enough.
All right, we got to play Brains for Bank. We're going to look for call number 10 right now, 207-807-1104. There's $1,000 in the prize pot. And while we look for call number 10, 207-807-1104. Jen and Wells, growing up, did you have to follow any strange rules over a friend's house?
My three best friends lived in Stanford, and their dad was super, super picky about cleanliness. You literally couldn't get in any sleep in any bed or anything. Even if you took a shower like that morning, you had to take a shower at night before you put your pajamas on to get into bed.
That's literally me now. That's how I live my life currently.
I only do that because I wake up so early that I'm like, I got to take a shower at night or I'm not going to make it into work in the morning.
No, it's like a thing. Like I've had friends over, especially when I was in college and I was in a dorm, I'd have people come over and sit on my bed. Someone one time sat on my pillow and I said, get out. Like, what are you doing?
That grosses me out so much. You touch my pillow, like, yeah. We are no longer friends. Don't.
All right, Jen, are you ready to play Brains for Bank? You're our call number 10.
Oh, God, I hope so. I hope I win. I need this money.
$1,000. What are you going to do with $1,000 if you win?
Oh, my God. I'm going to pay off the bills, and I'm going to go to Florida. I want to get out of Maine.
Oh!
All right. Go to Florida. Everybody from Florida is coming up to Maine now. That's how the season works. The snowbirds are coming up.
That's why I'm going.
All right.
Why I want to go.
I'm going to give you one question. You'll have 5 seconds to answer. If you answer correctly within the 5 seconds, you're going to win $1,000 this morning. If you answer incorrectly or after the buzzer goes off, the money's going to roll over, and it's going to be worth even more this afternoon, $1,100 in the prize pod. Jen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here is your question. What is Jaylen Brown's Celtics jersey number? We didn't even get a guess.
I knew it. It was right at the tip of my tongue, and I can't get it.
You didn't even throw out a number at us. Pick a number, any number.
Four.
Is four correct?
No, it's incorrect.
You were three off.
Me.
You're three off. Seven is the correct answer.
All right. Well, I'll try again at 5:00.
Yeah, try again.
Try again. I got a consolation prize for you, though, Jen.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to the circus?
You're going to the circus.
How'd you know?
Hey, wait. One quick question. There better not be any clowns. They're clowns?
I don't know if I can guarantee
you. You're going to have to go to find out, Jen.
I'm definitely afraid of clowns. So
face your fear. Circus going down tomorrow night at the Lewiston Colise. Brains from Bank is made out of Maine by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains. Do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com, federally insured by NCUA. Did you ever have to follow a strange rule over somebody else's house? Friend, family member, what was it? We got a few responses on Facebook and on the text.
Yeah, I'm going to read this text. It says, my grandparents had a sign above their toilet that said, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. If they heard that toilet flush, you best believe they were going to drill you on if you went number one or two. This was a thing when you went to people's camps.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a thing at people's homes, like where I grew up, but if we went to someone's lake house for the weekend, they were like, don't flush the toilet. I felt uncomfortable.
I had a friend that had like a summer trailer.
Oh.
At like a lake park. It was just like a trailer, but you couldn't do number two in the trailer. That was the rule.
You had to use the outhouse or something.
Yeah, they had like public bathrooms. You could pee, but you had to flush
it. And everyone knew when you were going number two.
Because you would go to the outhouse.
It made it so obvious.
Yeah.
On Facebook, this says, to summarize it, that they were at a friend's house and they were thirsty. So they helped themselves to a glass of water. And the parent of the friend came in and was like, what are you doing? Like, you need to ask before you drink or eat anything in this house. Is that a manners thing or is that a crazy thing?
I think that's a manners thing. But I also think that water back in the day wasn't as important as water is today. Like, nobody was carrying around Stanley water bottles and Nalgene bottles or any of that stuff. So nobody drank water. So I think it just got kind of grouped into a manners thing. Nowadays, you would say, oh, you're hydrating yourself. Good.
Yeah, I know.
It's not costing you any money, too, if you're doing faucet water, right?
No, I don't think. This comment says, I had a friend whose parents wouldn't let us have a drink with our meal till the food was gone. I've heard of this.
I don't get that.
I don't either.
I need to know the reasoning behind
that. I've heard so many people say this growing up, that they just didn't have a drink with their dinner. I cannot eat something without having a sip of water.
Well, maybe it's because as a kid, maybe the parents thinking back in the day, I don't think this exists anymore.
That it fill you up.
That it would fill you up and you wouldn't eat your dinner. So eat your dinner first before you fill yourself up on. And again, they weren't drinking water back in the day. So it was probably soda.
Milk? Oh.
It was soda and milk. Before you drink the soda, eat your dinner and then you can have the soda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was probably it.
This comment says, I wasn't allowed to bring beef into the house because my ex's mom couldn't eat it. Stomach issues is in parentheses. So nobody was allowed to eat it, even though we cooked for ourselves and bought our own food. She wanted us to eat ground turkey. So she said, if I can't eat it, no one can.
Well, is she paying for the bills and the roof over the head? Then her rules, I guess.
I guess so.
That's how I feel. Like, if I'm tempted, maybe she was tempted by it. Like, I love beef so much, but I know it upsets my stomach. So please don't bring it in here to tempt me, because I'm going to want to have a, you know, people have their vices. So maybe she just needed to stay away from it.
Did you drink? Now I want to talk about water. Did you drink water growing up? Because I know that that's a thing with older millennials to say that you literally didn't drink water. I drank so much water growing up.
No, Gatorade. I crushed Gatorades.
What? Really?
Jugs of Gatorades.
I was only allowed to have Gatorade if I was exercising or playing a sport, and that was my treat
in
after
every
a game.
Form you could think of. Gatorade in the personal size
milk.
Bottles. Gatorade in like 2 liter bottles. Gatorade powder that you would put in the pitchers. Just, I only drink Gatorade.
I guess that is hydrating in a way, though. It's not the worst.
There's so much sugar.
Do you think it's worse than soda?
It's probably equal to soda. You'd think it's better, but it's probably
but
equal.
But it's really not.
I also would crush like Dr. Peppers and Cherry Cokes. I don't really drink soda that much anymore. Like once a month, maybe I treat myself to a soda, but I would drink like 3 cans of Dr. Pepper and like think nothing of it.
Well, if it's diet, it doesn't count.
It was not diet. But I was also like had crazy metabolism as a, you know, high school student who played like 5 sports.
Because I keep seeing that conversation on TikTok. I'm like, what are these people talking about? I constantly grew up drinking water. I brought a water bottle to school, like, and then I had milk with dinner.
Never. I never drank water, ever.
That is crazy.
Except for maybe like in sports, like water fountain or water bottles for games. That was about it. But everywhere else, Gatorade, soda, orange high C from McDonald's.
Did your parents drink water?
I don't think I've ever seen my dad drink a water. I can't recall.
That
Maybe.
Is just madness. Madness.
Is that crazy? I'm trying to sit here and think about if I...
You literally need water to live. So yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I don't know. I've seen him drink a Coors Light. It's pretty watered down, right?
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
We got Dave Attell tickets for June 8th, Saturday night at the State Theater. You're looking for some free entertainment, a hilarious comedy show. Hit us up right now. We'll take call number 5 and hook you up. 207-807-1104. Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings. Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. What's your name? Where you from?
My name's Andy. I live in Bedford, Maine, but I work in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I just so happened to run out and heard you. And I was like, I'm calling. See what happens.
All right.
You're trying to win the Dave Attell tickets?
Yeah, I just heard you say comedian. And I was like, I love stand-up comedians. So if it's got, you know, comedy, I'm all about it.
All right, let's go. We'll hook you up. You got a pair of tickets to see Dave Attell at the State Theater on June 8th. It's a Saturday night.
Oh, what? For real? I won?
Yeah, you got them. Congrats.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Tara, I'm frightened.
Tell me why.
This painting of the king. Why does it look like he's in hell?
I don't want to be super graphic here. You had said that it looks like blood. It's reminding me of that time of the month.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm sorry to put that image in your head, but you know when they show you photos and they say, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? That was mine. Why so red?
Yeah, it's not getting great reviews.
It has dark energy for sure.
And he's like smiling, standing next to it, posing next to it. Look at it. Here's a picture of him like with other Illuminati looking people standing next to it. Jonathan Yao was the painter, and it's the first official portrait of King Charles III since his coronation. It's taller than me, 7.5 foot tall.
It just doesn't look very inviting. It looks scary.
So this guy says that it's supposed to represent Charles' metamorphosis from prince to sovereign and his longstanding love of the environment.
Maybe a rebirth. I could see a rebirth.
Somebody said on Instagram, to me, it gives the message that the monarchy is going up in flames or the king is burning in hell.
Did anyone else in the comments say it reminded them of a period?
No, you could be a first. Go on there. Like Tara's comment.
Hey guys, does anyone agree?
King Charles III, time of month is the name of the name of the
time
portrait.
Time of the month.